Baker Mayfield, undraftable, off my board.
The Cleveland Browns select Baker Mayfield.
Folks, to the OBR Film Breakdown. I'm your host, Jake Burns. We are on our second podcast of the week. We had Andy Lytle on yesterday, if you want to go back and listen to our discussion with five quick Monday questions, trying to pick his brain on some things. Does a great job on his podcast. Go back and check that one out. We're shifting our attention to what I think is a fun topic. The NFL is loosening its rules a little bit, and I wanted to bring on somebody I think has great perspective on this stuff, and that is Jordan Zerm, who does fantastic work for the Checkdown, social media, and I've always enjoyed talking to him. We had him on when we talked about the Browns, new uniforms, different things like that. I think he does a great job with it. So let's not waste any time. Let's get over to our interview with Jordan Zerm and chat about these new, well, they're old now, throwback, potentially new in 2022 helmets we'll see on the field on NFL Sundays. Jordan, welcome in, man. How are you?
Jake, I'm great, man. It's great to talk to you. It's the, the off season is sort of, this is the sort of the deadest period. So it's nice to talk a little football. And then before you know it, man, that training camp day is going to come and it's going to be great. So it's nice to get a little, a little appetizer here before we kind of get into July.
Yeah, I had this novel idea of, hey, I think I'm going to podcast every day right before the draft. And I was like, man, I guess to spin this positively, if I can get through these next 3 months, I can do anything. So it's been tough. I think the listeners have been, hey, Jake, pick it up, man. We need something fun here. So I wanted to do something fun, which the NFL has done some things lately. They've lowered some ridiculous guardrails they've had. They finally let people have fun with numbers. We've had conversations about that. But they also released last week that you can finally have an alternate helmet, which to me is a big deal, because this gives teams out, they can get outside of the color rush stuff, finally. And there are some super fun throwback. Now, a lot of this, I will admit before we start, we are going to do our top five. We can throw a couple honorable mentions in there too, but our top five is the game. Throwback helmets or alternates, because some of them aren't throwbacks. Some are just alternates. It's kind of a mixture. Yep. So we can do our top five. The caveat is you have to also say which player you think of wearing that uniform. So like for me, it's nostalgia based. Almost all of these things are like, oh yeah, I remember Chris Berman. Found this cool NFL account on Twitter. It's like vintage NFL, and it's like, oh, yeah, you see it?
That thing's been blowing up. Like, I feel like it just appeared out of the blue.
Out of nowhere. Yep. It really did, because there was like the old time football, which is posting like ridiculously cool videos of 50s and 60s stuff and a lot of Brown stuff. And then I was like, they retweeted this vintage. I'm like, man, it's just like Chris Berman highlights from the late 80s and early 90s and some 2000 stuff. I have to stop every time. I can't not watch the highlights. So this
we'll go
is
right
like,
down the rabbit hole. Absolutely.
Oh, every time, man. So I wanted to do this list, but I had to be open that mine is hugely nostalgia based. I'm not coming into this thing with like a fashion perspective here. I remember uniforms from when I was growing up, and they got me yearning for the past. So we'll start with our honorable mentions. I have three. How many do you have? Do you have an honorable mention list? I should ask that.
I do have an honorable mention. I have one right now. I have another one that I can bring into it. But I have one definite that I sort of wrestled with, wanted to put on the list, and didn't end up making the top five.
Okay, give me your honorable mention.
All right, so it originally was in my top five, and then I sort of, as I was looking more, like more popped up, and I was like, oh, I actually like that one way better. So it kind of slid out as I did it. It's the Patriots sort of alternate helmet. Now, they've worn it like fairly recently. I don't know if they've worn this helmet within the last couple of years, but they would wear it with their red throwback uniform, like the red top. And I think it was like white numbers, but it was like predominantly red. And the Patriots are a franchise that doesn't do a lot of flashy things, doesn't wear a lot of alternate stuff, but they had that helmet where he has a name, and I'm blanking on what the name of this sort of character is, but it's like a guy in this like Patriots outfit, and he's like bent over about to snap the football. And it's just like, it's really simple. Like there's not too much to it. And I'm going to, I feel like he has a really funny name. Let me see if I can bring it up here and find it, if he has like a official name. I don't know if he does or not, but it is just like he's down. He's in like a center stance, like he's about to snap the ball, but he's wearing like this like revolutionary soldier outfit. But they went so well with those red tops. And like, I think that jersey is by far, like the Patriots jerseys are fine. I mean, they haven't really changed much over the years, but this red alternate is awesome. And they wore it one of the years that Randy Moss played for them. And if you look at Moss in this jersey, it's just like perfection. It's red. They have the white and blue stripe over the sleeve. And then there's like two red stripes that go over the helmet as well. And it's, I think they wore them, I want to say, in the 60s, like originally. I think I'm looking here. It's like the helmet originally came out like 1961 through 1964. And it's a little bit updated with the when they wore it. Yeah, I want to say like maybe 4 or 5 years ago is the last time they rocked it. Anyway, that's my honorable mention, because usually I'm not like the Patriots kind of bore me in terms of like the aesthetics of their uniforms. But that throwback and that helmet, which they absolutely need to bring back, was pretty awesome.
Yeah, then they went to that 90s, like, Comet Patriot thing that was a giant Drew Bledsoe shoulder that were pretty terrible, which makes you think
that's
of...
That's all I think about. That's all I think about with Drew Bledsoe is just how enormous the logo was.
Yeah, the Bill Parcells Patriot Super Bowl run. I remember those uniforms. I first remember seeing the Reds in replays of the Chicago Super Bowl where they were just utterly dominated. The Patriots were in that Super Bowl. And then over the years I have seen, I don't know if you've seen this photo, if you followed Bill Simmons throughout the years, as most of us young people who wanted to get into writing kind of were subjected Absolutely. To, you probably saw the Steve Grogan neck brace photo. He's the quarterback of the Patriots in the 80s, and he was wearing this giant neck brace. If you have not ever looked this up, he's number 14 for them during that run. And he's playing quarterback with a neck brace that is so big, it's utterly hilarious. I've never seen anything quite like it. It's, you know, traditional neck braces are kind of thin around the collar neck braces. This thing is like, they put it on at the hospital, and it's from the base of these tiny shoulder pads up to his helmet. You got to look it up if you guys are.
That's amazing.
If you guys are interested in this thing, so that team, that exact throwback is on my list, and it's to show you like. We're not always going to pick the uniforms from you know, the 90s or something like that. Like, we could have obviously picked those other Patriots uniforms, but I also thought of the Randy Moss in those uniforms. I think that game, the game I recall, it was like a nasty snow game when they were wearing those uniforms.
Yeah, and it looked awesome against the snow.
It did. They're on my list. The Falcons red helmet is on my list. I'm not crazy about it. I think it's fine. I think it can be fun. They probably need something good, because most of their uniform release last year was pretty harshly judged. I think of Michael Turner in that helmet for some reason. Sure. Quite a burly running back in his time about a decade ago. And then I put the Chargers 90s navy blues on here because I loved those with the LT and Drew Brees era. You know, and Philip Rivers' early Chargers career got into those uniforms. That's just pure game day, like game day 98. Remember that video game? Straight nostalgia for me right there. So,
Both of those are great. The Falcons red helmet is actually on my list of five.
Nice.
But the other one for me that was sort of an honorable mention, mostly because it hasn't changed all that much to where it is right now, but there's just enough. It is the Miami Dolphins, like kind of vintage helmet. It's got updated a little bit for where it is right now, but like I obviously think about, you know, it's hard not to think about anybody but Dan Marino sort of rocking that helmet. And I actually found that they sort of wore, like, when they rocked that like turquoise sort of alternate jersey when Marino was playing, and there's a picture I found of when I was looking up the helmet of him rocking that number 13 in that sort of turquoise. And it's just like, I don't know, it's a really good look, and you don't like think about, especially, you know, when he was playing, sort of like these alternate uniforms and all that. And the, like the turquoise looks really good paired with that helmet. So it's just kind of the colors, and like a dolphin wearing a football helmet is objectively hilarious. And it's amazing that that's their logo and what they had on their helmet. So that was the second honorable mention was the Dolphins and Marino. And that helmet's just super clean because most of it is white. Then you've got that great logo and sort of the classic Dolphins logo. So that's my other honorable mention.
I just like their They're more dark green too.
Yes.
Not huge fan of the green that they use in their modern look. I've almost heard a lot of Miami people say they'd love to go back to that one. Kind of like Browns fans were yearning for Cleveland to go back. Before we do our top five, we should mention Cleveland. I'm writing this up tomorrow so people can talk about if Cleveland does an alternate helmet. I mean, the numbers one they wore in the late 2000s with yep. Braylon and the gang, they could do that. They could do a white face mask on one if they wanted to get really crazy, or they could just do a white. I don't think they're going to mess with the helmet, period. Some people have had fun over the years kind of tinkering with like a white helmet kind of idea. I don't see them doing that. It seems like the numbers is the only actual realistic thing, right?
Yeah, I'm with you there. It's funny because it's really the only, like on Madden, that's like the only alternate helmet you can really pick. Otherwise, the face mask is just a different color. But that's like the only difference in the helmet. And it's fine. I don't think it's like the most amazing thing in the world because it's such a Browns thing to be like, okay, we're going to switch up the helmet and we're just going to put some numbers on it. Like that would be the big change to the helmet because it stayed relatively the same through the years. So I think if there is any kind of throwback vibe that they're going to go with for the helmet in any way, in any alternate helmet, yeah, it would be the numbers, which is like, it's cool. You know, it could be worse, I suppose, but it really isn't like that big of a thing. So we'll see if they actually bring those back or not.
It's just tough when your helmet is the logo. It makes it really impossible. So sorry, Cleveland fans, you're not going to get anything great out of this probably. Maybe the number, if you're into the numbers on the helmet, you know, Alabama type stuff, you can have that. I'll start. Number five for me is the red Buffalo Bills helmet.
Excellent choice.
I love the Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly. I've seen lately these people are so fast with these mock-ups. I've seen Stephon Diggs in the modern look of that with the true blue. And I'm like, whew, man, I don't know. I also saw a poll where Bills fans still voted that they like the white helmet more. But again, this is probably totally my nostalgia kicking in, and I just really love the red helmet. I just think it's a really clean look that I hate that they went away from. I really would, that would be cool if they brought that back.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this. But Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
That one is actually not on my list, but I actually, when I think about the Bills, they're, you know, we initially had talked about we were going to do uniforms, and then this sort of came in, then the announcement came with the helmet, so we sort of pivoted there. But I think the Bills uniforms are actually my favorite in the NFL right now, just because of how clean they are. And I've always really liked, their neighbors to the north in Toronto, the Blue Jays. They also sort of have that blue, like dark blue color scheme. And then when you have the white jersey, you have the blue against it, and it just looks really clean. And there's not too much red, like there's not an overwhelming amount of red, but I do think like on the helmet with the red Buffalo, like that's really cool. So I like the helmet, but I also just love their uniforms. I especially love the blue when they wear the blue top with the white pants. Like I think that looks so good. It's just so clean. So I'm all about the Buffalo Bills, just like in general, that whole helmet, uniform, all of it.
I think they got rid of the red helmet in 2011, if I'm looking at this site and it's telling me correctly. Okay. I'm not thinking of the years that they wore those hideous, like 2009. If you're looking, gridiron-uniforms.com is the place to go for these. They have all of them covered up. They wore those. The all blues were all blue, the navy blue, which I'm not a huge fan of. But then the away uniforms, they would keep the shoulders blue, like down to the chest. Mm-hmm. And around the show, like the Marshawn Lynch, think of like Marshawn Lynch Buffalo, they wore that, and it was pretty, pretty hideous. Buffalo also has the old school, unfortunately, O.J. Simpson helmet, which is just the red standing Buffalo, which is a really cool look too. But this is my nostalgia, the 90s. The 90s Bills total uniform, which was just so clean. They had the white tops and the blue tops, and they had nothing else. That's my number five.
Yeah, no, that's a really good choice that I like. I kind of went back and forth between actually this one and the red Falcons helmet. And I may actually now pivot to this one because you mentioned the red Falcons helmet. And it's really, you know, there's not too much to it switching it up. You know, it's just kind of the all red background with the black Falcon on it. This one sort of intrigues me, so I'll switch this one up. So Kansas City has worn on rare occasions a helmet that has the state of Texas on it, which everybody's like, why do they do that? And you know, before they moved to Kansas City, they were the Dallas Texans in 1960 through 62 at the website I'm looking at right now. And like, so it's a weird thing for the Chiefs when they've done this to rock you know, the state of Texas on their helmet when they are playing in Missouri. But it's just kind of a cool, like, to put the state on your helmet. And it also has a little star, I think, where Dallas is on the Texas map.
It does. The 2000, yeah. If you click on the 2009 ones on the gridironuniforms.com, gridiron-uniforms, you'll be able to find these. They're cool. Yeah. I like them. It does have the star.
It's cool, and it's like, you know, I think they've worn it about the right frequency. Like, this is not something you should be breaking out every season just because it is, as they sort of get further and further away from that, you know, that initial Texans era. Like,
I think it's from the AFL 50th anniversary collection.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of it's a cool concept, and it's unique. Like, there's not a ton of, you know, you don't see the state, like a silhouette of a state on a helmet very often. And I think that's especially Texas, which is, you know, obviously obsessed with football. So I thought that was just kind of a cool one just because it is really unique. So that I'm going to go with that. I'm going to boot the Falcons because we touched on them. And I feel you, it's not like the greatest helmet in the world. And I'm going to go with this one. It feels like a rare one.
Yep. So 62, they were the Dallas Texans. 60, they come into the AFL, 61, 62, and then they go to the KC Chiefs in 63. Yeah, that's fun, man. I didn't even think of that one. I am next going with the Denver Broncos. So okay. This is probably a bad podcast for this opinion. These are definitely the uniforms that they tortured Browns fans in. I just think that the 90s Broncos, 80s Broncos, blue, true blue and orange were the cleanest, like up there with, I consider Chicago, the Bears, to have a really clean look. I just really like that look for Denver. And I mean, I get it, like, you know, you think Elway, when both uniforms really, because they changed those uniforms in 97, 98, they win a couple Super Bowls. But I just really like that look. I like the blue helmet way more than I like the modern Bronco. I'm not all too huge on the modern Bronco. And I think they even switched it. The color rush that they wore recently had that old school Bronco on it. It was still a navy helmet, but it was the all orange combination all the way down to the cleats, and then it had that traditional Bronco logo on it that I think they went away from in '96. So that's a fun uniform to me. I just have always liked it. There's just the piping on the sleeves. Not much creativity to them, other than I just think that D and then the Bronco running through the letter with that blue is a really cool look. Obviously, I'm a sucker for blue, I guess. So,
yeah. Well, Jake, that was actually my number one. Is this that Denver Broncos helmet and actually just like the entire uniform? And yeah, this is obviously on a pro Browns podcast. The thought of John Elway in that uniform is not an enjoyable thought for most fans, but it's like, man, they would look so good, this Broncos team. Like, they need, it's one of those things where, like, okay, the jerseys they kind of pivoted to and what they wear now are not anywhere near as egregious as what the Browns did when they briefly changed their jerseys before going back. But it feels like a similar thing where it's like, if they went back to these jerseys, I don't think anybody would be upset. I think the whole, like, all of Denver would probably be thrilled. Not only does it sort of represent a successful era for them and John Elway, but they're just so clean. And yeah, I think I'm with you. Like, that blue against the orange D, and then you've got the white Bronco sort of in the middle, in the hole in the D. Like, it's just super clean. Like, you can't argue against it. It is such a good looking helmet. And as I was making this top five, I was like, am I really about to put the Broncos helmet number one? I was trying to find an excuse not to do it. And I just kept looking at it. And I was like, it just looks really, really good. There's a rendering of Drew Locke in that throwback. And he's got blue blue sleeves underneath, because Drew Lock sometimes will wrap the full sleeve on both arms, and it's a blue sleeve, and like it looks incredible. Like that whole outfit is incredible. So I am all for Denver bringing back both that helmet and that jersey, because I think it's absolutely fire. So yeah. Sorry to Browns fans. Sorry to the older generation of Browns fans, a bit older than me and you, but I had to do it.
Yeah, I'm sure I'm going to get some interesting feedback on that. But that's, you know, we don't hold any grudges on this podcast. So as long as they don't go with the vertical striping one, I mean, we're talking about the Chiefs wore those Texas helmets in the AFL anniversary there in the 50th. In 09, if you click on that one, you'll be reminded of like the Brandon Marshall vertical, where they did that vertical sock, pinstripe sock. It was unbelievably terrible. I don't know if you recall it. They were yellow and brown, and they had like two little stripes on the sides of the helmet. They were an all-time, up there with Pittsburgh, who had those terrible throwbacks as well. And Green Bay's had some terrible AFL-based or whatever-based throwbacks from those times too. So yeah, just avoid those. Go back to the ones in the 90s and you'll be fine.
You'll be good.
Yeah, I mean we should say again, it was synonymous with Elway and Shannon Sharp and all those guys. Next for me is the Seahawks. Whose 90s throwback, probably the name that I am synonymous with, like Ricky Waters era throwbacks. I mean, some folks would go back to Steve Largent, which totally understandable. I did not get the pleasure to watch. So, yeah, I think the Seahawks, look, their modern uniforms have been very trend-setting. There's no doubt about that. But I just really liked it. Again, like it's true blue. I really like the uniform, man. So let me pull up here a little bit more if I can find some of the information about that uniform. Is this site is not the most reliable site as we get some server errors, but yeah, I mean their modern ones are cool. I don't really have an issue with Seattle. I like that they've mixed in the gray and they've mixed in the neon green. They've gotten crazy, but I don't know. I really like those uniforms they wore in the 90s. Did you have them on your list?
Yes, I did have them on the list. Specifically that helmet, the silver sort of helmet with the original kind of Seahawk on there, I think is super cool. And I think they would look awesome rocking that helmet again. Because like, I am a big fan of their uniforms now. I think what they did with them is awesome, but I don't think like their helmet is fine. I actually think like I like their old school silver helmet like way, way better. And they also, there is a picture. They did have like sort of the, I don't know exactly what shade of blue it is that was on that older Seahawks logo and if they changed it at all, but they did have sort of, you know, their away uniforms were that shade of blue, and it goes so well with that silver helmet. Like it looks incredible. So I think even if they just brought back the helmet, but if they went full on retro with all of that, like with Russ and DK in that uniform, like, oh man, I think they'd look awesome. So I think I had them at number, let's see, on my list. I had them at number four on my list. So yeah, I think the silver is just that color scheme is just really, really good.
Okay. I dig it. I like it a lot too. They went to like a lighter blue. Okay, so they went from that silver, then they went to like a lighter blue during the Hasselbeck era and like the Sean Alexander era that went up until, and then they started to introduce a green, that neon green jersey. Who was the quarterback of those teams? Seneca Wallace was there for a little bit. It wasn't like the Browns went up to Seattle and won like 6-3 or something like that. Yeah, then in they wore that uniform through 11. Then the year they won the Super Bowl there in 12, they or was it 13? It was 12 and 13. They had switched by 12, and then into 2013 they got their most modern look with the new like sleeve thing they do that runs from the corner through the chest plate. Yep. It's pretty cool. It's a sharp look, but I do think that if they introduce I think I saw a rendering of DK in those old school ones, and I'm like, yeah, okay, I would do that. Like,
give it to me. Yeah.
But I did know the NFL also, I saw that the NFL was really picky about the date in which you had to declare you were going to do some uniform stuff. So we might be way out in front of this thing because some teams weren't prepared to introduce what they wanted to do with some of that stuff with the new rule. Cause of course the NFL has to make it a little more challenging. So we'll see if they get to it, but hopefully down the road they do. Cause we're getting far enough removed from these 90s uniforms for now. It's like, it's truly a throwback. So, Yeah. Do we skip over any of yours?
No, I have two that we have not hit. My number two and number three helmets we have not quite. I think one of them may have been outside of your honorable mentions, but I have two that we have not mentioned yet.
Okay, go ahead.
So number three for me was actually, I really like that Oilers helmet. And part of the reason why I like it so much is I just think the color scheme's great. Again, there's some, we definitely have a theme of enjoying shades of blue on against the white helmet. I think that like, that's just such an easy, clean look that is always going to look really good. The other thing for me, and for the Oilers, it's like a little bit of a light, it's like a baby blue when they were rocking it. And then the other thing, I do think just like the uniqueness of it, like that logo is really cool and like very, very specific and unique to a, you know, the Houston Oilers and, you know, what they were about during that time. And it's, I like when you're able to sort of connect, part of like what your city or state is sort of known for and make like a really specific logo out of that. Like, I think it makes your team inherently feel like part of that city. And so I've always thought that was kind of cool. So I think the Oilers logo and on that helmet, you know, they had like a little bit of a, I want to say it's, you know, it's that baby blue and then a little bit of reddish orange. Like, I'm not exactly sure what the shade of the other coloring was, but yeah, I just think the logo is so unique and much like sort of the, when I talked about the Kansas City rocking the Dallas Texans, sort of the Lone Star State on their helmet, like just think it's a cool and unique look. And so I'm kind of drawn towards that as a way to, you know, they're not the Tigers or something like 100 different teams and college schools are and stuff. So it's always cool to me when a team has some history baked into what's on their helmet.
Yeah, this is the weird one where Houston left and took all of their heritage with them, which is the terrible thing that could have happened to Cleveland going to Baltimore. They were, you know, we all know the story. They were going to be the Baltimore Browns there for a while. So Houston ups and takes off to Tennessee. So it's like the Houston Texans, unless I'm wrong, something has come out. They couldn't wear those uniforms. It would have to be Tennessee. The Tennessee Oilers, again, reminder for some of you who are maybe younger listening to this, they moved to Tennessee in 97 and 98, those Eddie George days, early Eddie George days. They were the Tennessee Oilers for 2 years before they became the Titans in 99. And we're all, you know, synonymous for being the Titans because they go to the Super Bowl that year in the McNair Super Bowl game at the 1 yard line. So, I mean, I'm not totally sure it works these days, but it's just cool. Like the name, the Oilers, it's just, it's weird. It's great. It fit Houston so well. It's sad that the Texans wouldn't be able to wear those uniforms. I don't know if there would ever be anything done about that, but because it just kind of would be weird to see the Titans because it's so far removed now that we don't associate Tennessee with them. But I would love it. It'd be cool. It's a great, great old school uniform. It's number two on my list. And I don't know. Maybe you have one more left, and I'm sure we have the same one, the Bucks, the creamsicles, I would imagine.
So I actually, the creamsicles didn't make my list specifically helmet wise, but I'll let you wax poetic on it. And then I'll sort of, I can tell you why it's not on mine.
I don't have a great reasoning for it. I just think it's really, it was such a uniform forward. Like it was a forward approach to a uniform at the time. The colors like were weird. They had to have a weird color scheme to, I think, match what was going on with the Dolphins. And I hated the most recent, not the most recent. I love what Tampa went back to. I thought their change to the Allstott, Lynch, Simeon Rice era, late 90s, early 2000s were perfect. But I also just really like the creamsicle uniform, where they were almost so bad that they were great. I don't know if that's a thing. They never won in them.
Is a thing.
It's just they were so bad that they were great, and they kept wearing them, which I really loved. I love that they've kept to wear kept wearing them when they were able. Because I remember like the Josh Freeman Bucks were wearing them.
You're right. They did.
They did, and I'm trying to look here what year they officially went away from them. If I can find it, if it's not. This gridiron site will allow me to look at it. But yeah, I just didn't like the ones that they went to like 10 years ago or whatever. I guess you'd probably most synonymous with Jameis Winston. It looks like maybe UniWatch is the best way to go on this. I think they switched over in 95 or 96.
Okay.
I'm trying to pull this up. This is not quite as slick as it was. 97. So they got rid of it completely in 97, the Warren Sapp years, and God, those were really good football teams. And they were just really cool, like late 90s, those silver, almost, I don't know, it was a unique color, like a gold-silver combination.
Yeah,
that they wore there. But yeah, I mean, I just love the creamsicles too. They're like I said, they brought them back, and I thought they were kind of weirdly cool when they brought them back. And I think it'd be cool if Tom and the gang wore them too. That probably shouldn't have been number one, but yeah, I don't know. They're just another example of my ridiculous nostalgia feeling for some of these uniforms and the helmet too. I like the helmet. The helmet, the Buccaneer, is just like this perfectly weird South Florida helmet, and like, you know, the Dolphin is wearing a helmet and. That's weird for the Dolphins. It's just like this weird orange and lighter orange, I don't know, Buccaneer pirate character, and it's pretty bad. And they've obviously upgraded them. Not a doubt about the true pirate flag that they wear on the helmets these days is an obvious, like, really cool upgrade to the intimidation factor. But I don't know. I just like them, man, and I hope that they bring them back. And it sounds like what I was reading, again, not anything official, I was reading that they were ahead of the ball on this, so they think they're going to be able to get them out in 2022. So we'll see.
Yeah, no, I have nothing against them at all. Actually, I hope they wear the creamsicle creamsicle jersey. Yeah, like if we were doing just strictly jerseys, it would definitely be in my top five of like alternate jerseys. I hope that they wear them and they bring it back. I think this is more me just kind of like raging against the machine here. Is kind of like that was. I think everybody was like, "Oh, creamsicles!" Like everybody's always talking about the creamsicle. So I was like, you know what? I'm not going to put it on my list because. You know, I'm not going to follow the crowd this time, Jake. I'm going to branch out, go in different directions, but no, I hope that they wear them because I agree with you. Like it's to see Brady in it, I think would be pretty legit.
Yeah. I'm into it, man. I think it'd be just the weirdly wonderful era of uniforms and all of it. And it's not the great, again, I'm not perfect with these things. It's probably the whole uniform's not that great, but the helmet's cool, man. Just makes me think of 90s football and terrible Steve Young before he figured it out and all that stuff. I think Vinny Testaverde got to rock that uniform for a while when he was selected. And I think some of those guys, when they were picked, the Allstott Lynches wore them for like a year or two before they fully transitioned over and Tony Dungy arrived and all that stuff. So, yeah, I hope they do rock them. They'd be cool to see back in the league.
Yeah, they definitely would. So I have my last one left, which is my number two. And I don't know if this is, do you have any left? Have you done your number one yet?
No, I've gone through my five. I went Bills, Broncos, Seahawks, right. Oilers, Bucks. So let's hear your one that we missed.
So the one that I have, that's number two. So for me, it was Broncos. And then number two for me is that the Eagles kind of Kelly Green helmet with the white wings, on, that kind of start right in the middle and go back. Like, that uniform, and they wore it when when Mike Vick was their quarterback, and they had Deshaun Jackson and LeSean McCoy as the running back. So that sort of that Vick Eagles era, they rocked it. But even the jerseys were not exactly to scale because when the Eagles were rocking them on the actual jersey, they have that awesome old Eagles logo on their sleeve. It's like an old Eagle and he's holding a football in his talons, which I think is just like an amazing logo by itself. I've seen people rocking like snapback hats to Eagles game with that logo on it, and if I was an Eagles fan, like that would be the only thing I would wear at all times. So just this that shade of green, they call it the Kelly green, that shade of green for whatever reason just I love. And then I just think the white wings on the helmet that kind of like spread out in either direction and then just match the white numbers on the uniform. Like it's kind of perfection to me. Now, part of that is just because like you don't see it all the time. And I was not watching football in the era when the Eagles initially wore them. I believe that was like the Randall Cunningham was rocking them when he was playing for the Eagles. And so I just was, you know, I was, not watching football, and I don't even know what year. I don't even know if I was alive when Randall Cunningham was playing for them. So I don't. I'm trying to think what exact year that was.
I don't know off the top of my head. I think it obviously ended in the. Did it run into the 90s? I can't. I mean, I don't have great recollection of the Chris Carter, you know, Cunningham Eagles there. But I definitely think of Mike Vick's return when he came back and started. started back in those uniforms and was lighting the league on fire. What year did they make that transition to the darker color?
So, yeah, let's see what year. Let me just see when the original Kelly Green Eagles jerseys came out, because now I'm very intrigued. So Cunningham played for them from 85 to 95. So that's a bit of a large sort of time frame. Let's see if this article has the original date of when they wore them. It doesn't look like it's going to. But I would just guess it was like late '80s, early '90s.
Yeah, it sounds right. I don't recall. You know, I don't recall McNabb wearing them as a part of his regular
uniform. I don't think so. That era when McNabb got there, they sort of changed it up. And
wasn't Bobby Hoying there for a minute in the early mid '90s? Like he was there for just a minute, kind of a backup role. And I thought I saw him in the darker ones too. So yeah, I think it was a mid early '90s thing.
Circa 1990 is. This article, this is Bleeding Green Nation, SB Nation, the Philadelphia Eagles site said, the Kelly Green look was used in some variation from 1935 through 1995. So they, I guess, wore them in some way or another in some season or another all the way through 95. There's also a great picture of Kevin Cobb wearing it in 2010. So they wore it then as well. But anyway, just in general, yeah. So I was not really paying attention to football when Randall Cunningham was rocking it. But that original throwback with the eagle on the jersey, on the side of the jersey, and the Kelly Green helmet with the jersey and the wings is just, to me, is just perfection. So that's my number two. Probably could have been number one, but it couldn't quite get over the hump with the Broncos color scheme. But it was close.
All right, man, this was a ton of fun. We obviously expected it to go 15 minutes, and we're 35 minutes, which is pretty much par for the course for every podcast I try to map out. Things never work out, but a ton of fun options here. I'm sure if we miss some guys, let us know. Some other ones that you might be interested in seeing, that there's obviously some throwbacks maybe that we missed that teams could bring those throwbacks back, like I mentioned earlier, the Packers or the Steelers or something, the Bengals, just the plain script Bengals helmet. I didn't even think about that one until just now. They could do that. Or they could go with the white helmet as another alternate that they could throw out. We'll see. This was fun, Jordan, man. I really, really appreciate you taking some time for us, man.
Yeah, of course. Anytime we can talk sort of uniforms and colorways, man, I'm all about it, especially when the Browns don't give us a ton of sort of options to sort of flex some alternate muscle outside of the times they've randomly worn an orange jersey. So.
We're just happy the Browns got it right.
I'm just thrilled that they went clean and simple, because they had it the other way and it did not work.
It did not work. So we would have had to have one retro one that we would be seeing now. So we're happy they got it right. Yeah. Anyway, this is good, man. Check back in this weekend. Jordan is going to be back on a little weekend bonus content too. So keep your eye out for that. Jordan, appreciate you, man.
Yeah, man. This was fun.
Big shout out to Jordan for joining us, taking time. Recording a couple different episodes, because we're going to air one this weekend. I think you'll really enjoy talking about where Baker Mayfield stands among his peers in the rest of the NFL. If you have not done so already, two things. Continue to spread the word about this podcast. Truly appreciate you guys doing that. Make sure you're subscribed so it automatically downloads. And then if you could leave a review, I always appreciate that. Keep trying to get these guests on. Keep shooting me over ideas, DMs, letting me know what you think about certain topics. If you have something you want us to discuss, especially during this month period here where we will be searching for anything and everything, let us know. And lastly, if you want a guest on, let me know if there's a particular person you want me to try to seek out to come on. Keep your eye out for the AFC Contender Series coming later this week. We'll look at the Chiefs, hopefully, if our guest lines up. And then we'll have a Chalk Talk later this week, too, for you to check out on YouTube. We'll put it up in audio form. Just a reminder about that. We'll start looking at Cover 2 and Cover 4, those open coverages. So keep an eye out for those things. Again, thank you for listening. And until we talk next time, go Browns.